This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Resource Center and I'm Maya Tan. Now, beyond funding, the technopreneur ecosystem needs angel investors to provide mentorship and other support required by budding entrepreneurs. However, the pool of angel investors is reducing in size. Now, what does it take to bring them back? I have with me Richard Wong, president of the Malaysian Business Angels Network, or MBAN, to tell us how. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you.
Now, how long has MBAN been around?
Well, the idea came in May of 2012, and they launched that in December. And it came under the umbrella of Credo Fund until early this year they decided that the leadership should be driven by private sector, because the idea was to attract private sector angel investors.
I see. Yeah. And is there a particular profile of the typical angel within your network?
What the profile would be an individuals who have high income. When we define high income as at least 15,000 ringgit per month, or a high net worth individual of net assets of 3 million and above.
So you're looking at more individuals rather
individuals,
than
businesses? Yes. We talk about angels are really defined as individuals. We are not looking at companies or association. All right, so the angel is referring to individuals. And the idea is to bridge between the individual and the venture capital.
Right.
All right. The angel, normally when you start new ideas, it's difficult to get funding from the banks or financial institution. And the money usually comes from family, friends, and therefore they have getting enough funding for them to really speed up their development. So they're the idea of angel. Now, of course, then these individuals, firstly, they should have an experience on investing. Those who have been traditionally put the money safely in the bank, mm-hmm. and we say, hey, take out the money and invest in angels. One is with your experience, you can give back some experience. And in a way, you can say they've give back helping young, particularly Generation Y, to start something new and help them to grow, to nurture them. And they should have also, I'm talking about the profile, the angel should have good management experience. Not only you put in the money, but you also put in some help in terms of management skills, leadership skills. And lastly, of course, they need to have a good, reasonable risk profile appetite. If they're risk averse, they will not want, well, they will put it in the bank or somewhere.
Right. And what kinds of businesses have angels invested in so far?
Those that have invested are typically in the technology related or high tech, and it is also a challenging situation, because those people who have money to invest are in the Gen X, right? Or
right.
baby boomers, mm-hmm. who are less tech savvy. So therefore, again, not only the money and the experience, also bridging the term of technology. To some extent, you can say the angels can learn from the startup, mm-hmm. you know, about technology and what's driving businesses nowadays.
Would you say that baby boomers and Gen X are a little bit more risk averse?
Yes. Yeah, they have no qualms of starting something. Well, you think, hey, that's something I need to do. I'm going to change the world if I like to be.
Right. So what's the number of angel investors that we have now in Malaysia?
There is no statistics. Again, go back to the definition, angels are really individuals. Mm. But we do have clubs. Because of Credo Fund, the angel clubs begin to come into being, like BCOM. We have, because of Vistage, we have a club. You have the AIM Angel Club, you have the Technology Park Malaysia Angel Club, you have the IPO. IPO is the Alliance of IP Owners. Mm-hmm. So they set up a club and encouraging the members, individual members, to form the club and understand about angel investors. So we are trying to appeal to these clubs to come on board and say, with us together, we will then create awareness, provide the training mm-hmm. for them to invest in startups.
Right. How many members do you have within your network?
again, go back to MPEN is relatively new. New. So when it started in 2012, to date, it's about 20 plus. We are targeting to hit close to 75 or 100 by the end of this year.
Yeah. Now, according to Nazrin Hassan, he's the CEO of Cradle, which also founded MBAN and whom I had the pleasure of speaking to recently, the pool of angel investors is reducing. Now, why is this happening?
Okay, maybe there's some clarification. The angels, again, angels is really a very infant stage. You talk about individuals. And if we talk about companies, then they have been some time now, I think Nazrin may have mentioned in 10 years ago, there are 45 VCs, venture capital, which is managing funds for other people. But now it's turned down to less than 10. Reason could be because of the economic situation, less attractive investments, and money maybe tighter, people are more risk averse, probably. So angels are not, so therefore I think that people who are, the executives that are working, they are at the high income. Now, where do you put the money? Traditionally, would be properties, share market. We say, hey, there are other avenues. Like investing in startups is more meaningful, and the return could be high risk. It could be very, very high too.
So in comparison, you know, like what would an investment, a typical investment be from a VC as compared to an angel?
VCs tend to look at a startup that have proven, has commercialized the product and are already growing. And what they need to have more funds to make the next leap, right? Whereas startups are really new idea. I came with a new idea I want to talk. I was talking to a friend, a son. Hey, have you looked at the Marmite Gram? You know, the apps? They developed this and they pushed through the Apple apps. These are the people who come in new ideas, particularly Gen Y, and they see there's a need and nobody fulfilling it, and then they think of ways to come up with some tools or apps to help us to, you know, to be more, to facilitate, if you like, you know, the access, a quicker access.
So what are the forms of returns to an angel? I mean, let's not talk about figures, but let's talk about, you know, what form the returns come in.
Yeah, that's a tough one because imagine somebody high net worth or high income. You say, hey, could you invest in startup, technology driven? I do not understand, why should I invest in it?
Right.
So government is saying, hey, I want the government private sector to take a complementary role to the government. So in the budget 2013, the government said, hey, I'm going to give you up to $500,000 tax deduction against your taxable income if you are prepared to invest in startups.
Right.
And I think that's to say that, hey, besides you risk the money, there's a certain amount already you get a tax deduction against the personal income. So there's an attraction. As I understand it, no countries has offer almost 100% deduction from the amount you invested in a startup. Singapore is only 50%. So it is a very attractive way to attract angels.
You know? And what are some of the terms and conditions before it's applicable to you in order to get the angel tax incentive?
Firstly, you have to again qualify being a tax resident.
Right.
You're 15,000. And then you have to make an application to MBAN. MBAN now is set up to register angels. Once you're registered, the MOF will issue you a certificate that will give you a period of 2 years to invest. You don't have to invest immediately. Now, the other role Cradle Fund is doing is they will then register startups. Now, first you will, so the angel, after giving approval, they're ready to invest. Now, who do you invest? Now, Cradle Fund say, no, I'm going to have a pool of investees that we approve. So if you're on the other side, you have to apply to Cradle Fund to be registered, to be a legit startups. So therefore, that's again the bridge and say, oh, now I'm approved to invest up to $500,000. I have also approved investees for me to look at.
Right. Yeah. So MBN, in a way, is a sort of a gateway as well for angels.
Yep.
Right. I'm speaking to Richard Wong, president of the Malaysian Business Angels Network. In a moment, we're going to flip the conversation and talk about why you should consider joining the Angel Investor Pool. This is Resource Centre on BFM 89.9.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Centre and I'm Maya Tan. In the studio with us today is Richard Wong, President of the Malaysian Business Angels Network. Richard, what's the current mindset of the angels who have pulled out of the pool, of the investment pool?
Mindset, depending on their own risk profile, those who are risk averse will not invest in startup. Those who have a higher risk appetite, they want to invest, but again, maybe they do not know how.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, on the 18th, MBN is arranging a whole day program. We have overseas angel investors, experienced investors to share their experiences. So the training will be, for those who are interested to be angel investors, we provide you with like the training like, why and how do you become an angel? And what's in for you? And how do you make deals? So what are the typical processes you go through? And of course, being an investor, you want to exceed, right? So what's your game plan in terms of exceeding? So the training will also provide you with exit planning. So what kind of exit, a different type of exit planning do you need to have if you want to be an angel and invest in startups?
Right.
Interestingly, on the day itself, to give them a taste of what kind of investment or investee companies they can invest into, they're going to have about 8 to 10 startups. Each of them is given only 5 minutes to pitch to the investors.
Right.
Right? So they have to be very good and very clear. Mm-hmm. And at the end, of course, the angel investors will say, oh, I like that idea, I like that that person. They will then do the connection.
Right. You mentioned earlier about exit plans.
Yeah.
Now, what's a typical time frame before the exit, before the angel exits?
Typically, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Again, depending if you're an angel, you say, hey, I've been prepared for 5 years. So in the process of then putting the money into the startup, there's some understanding.
Right.
And gradually, of course, after 5 years, when you exit, somebody probably will buy in your share. Or if you don't, you want to stay on and you don't put in more money, people will put in more money, your equity may be
less.
So,
okay, the big question now would be, why should individuals consider being an angel investor? And why should previous investors come back?
I think that if you have surplus cash, where do you invest? A property, they said there's a clut, okay, there are the location. Shares are a bit risky if you're not into it. A startup, some technology, some services that, a new product, new services that you think, hey, will meet the market needs, and you think, hey, that's a great idea. They want to support it. One, there is a engagement in the startup community. And two, you're helping them. And three, it could be a very high return. It could be 2 or 3 times to 10 times. And some invested in those, the Twitter and what have you, about 1,000 times, right? Those are very rare, of course.
Yeah. So it is a bit of a hit and miss, and statistics are, of course, not confirmed per se.
That's right. Yeah. Hence, the government come in and say, hey, I will give you tax deduction, you know, to encourage them. Mm. Yeah.
So I understand you mentioned earlier that you were going to have an event to reach out to private investors on the 17th and 18th.
Yes.
So can you share some of the international best practices that might inspire local investors?
Well, angel investings in the overseas country have been quite a number of years. And if people want to know best practices, I'll suggest they call up MBN or Cradle Fund to attend the event. In fact, on the 17th, we have about 6 to 8 overseas angel investors to share their experiences and say, what's in for you? Mm-hmm. And what is the growth pattern?
And what are things to look out for before you invest?
That's right.
Right. Mm. And does MBAN itself do anything else to prepare or train companies, train individuals to be angel investors?
Okay, MBAN is set up mainly to reach out to individuals to become angel investors. Mm-hmm. Right? And doing that partly is the education, the changing the mindset, and secondly, we provide them with training. As I say, why you invest, be better angel investors. There's also a program to become a master angel investors. Then how do you pick deals? How does deal flows? So this will be the programs that we plan for in the coming 8 to 9 months.
Right, and so you have a series of regular workshops planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, you were telling me about the Master Angel Investors Program. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, if you are an infant investor, you're learning about how to get in the deals. Mm-hmm. As you invest in it, you say, hey, I'm interested, I want to have more investment in more startups. So the training will provide you to be another level than just the basic investors. Maybe you're grouping with a pool of angel investors to invest in certain company and looking at something even beyond the startup. See, the startup is, there is a definition for a startup. You have to be a Malaysian owned. You cannot be more than 3 years from the day you start making a booking sales. Mm-hmm. So it's a limited period.
Right.
And some earlier feedback was, hey, this is maybe too short. So that will be one of the role of MBAN is to interface with the government and say, hey, see, this is our feedback. Could that period be extended? And could be an incentive. Now, incentive now is $500,000. Mm-hmm. If you invest it, after 2 years, you can then offset against your chargeable income. Now, sometimes you don't have $500,000 chargeable income, right? You want to invest more, mm-hmm. but they only allow you to offset in one year only. So there's a feedback and say, hey, we should extend the period at least 2 years.
Right.
And therefore, they'll be more willing to invest more. Otherwise, they will limit to the amount of the personal chargeable income.
Right. So where can people find out more about MBAN and about your events?
Well, we're going to the website. And better still join because it costs you only 800 ringgit to register and you get a license 2 years to invest. Mm-hmm. And you then attend this program almost free or very minimal cost. That itself is a very good education.
And they get exposure as well, right?
That's right.
To startups, actually.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been speaking to Richard Wong, president of the Malaysian Business Angels Network. I'm Maya Tan, and you've been listening to Resource Center on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.